أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين الصلاة فانتشروا في الأرض وابتغوا من فضل الله واذكروا الله كثيرا لعلكم تفلحون وإذا رأوا تجارة أو لهوا انفضوا إليها وتركوك قائما قل ما عند الله خير من الله ومن التجارة والله خير الرازقين ان آیات کا ترجمہ ہے
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم حضور says that the translation of these verses as follows O ye who believe when the call is made for prayer on Friday hasten to the remembrance of Allah and leave off all business that is better for you if you only knew
جب نماز ادا کی جا چکی ہو
تو زمین میں and when the prayer is finished Then disperse in the land and seek of Allah's grace and remember Allah much that you may prosper. But when they see some merchandise or some amusement, they break up for it and leave the standing, say, that which is with Allah is better than amusement and merchandise. And Allah is the best provider.
جیسے کہ ہم نے قرآن کریم کے الفاظ میں سنا
حضور says that as we have listened from this wording of the Holy Quran which is in Surah Jumah the chapter Al-Jumah and the last few verses are there which I have recited that in the sight of Allah Almighty, the Jumma prayer is so important that Allah Almighty gave separate commandments for it, although regarding the worship and offering of the prayer and observance of these prayers on time and offering them regularly and offering them in prayer in congregation and before the offering of the prayer, the ablution and getting cleanliness, all these detailed commandments, they are already there in the Holy Quran. But Jumma, which is a worship and a prayer, and Allah Almighty has given separate commandment regarding it. So there is a special significance of the prayer of Jumma. The further explanation of that is found in the sayings of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and also in the statements made by the Promised Messiah alaihi salatu wasalam. In the first Jumma of Ramadan, when I invited the attention of the members of the Jamaat towards prayer, then by the way, during the prayer and during this Jumma time, I mentioned about a special time of the acceptance of prayer, which is mentioned in a hadith, the sayings of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I'm sure that considering this importance of the Jumma prayer, most of the members of the Jamaat during the last Fridays, they would have tried their best, especially to benefit from this golden opportunity, and they should have been trying to become the recipient of the blessings of Allah Almighty. Today, by the grace of Allah, we are in the middle of the last 10 days of the Ramadan, and the fifth day is there, and this is the last Friday of this Ramadan, which the other Muslims, in some groups among them, they attach great importance to this one, that this is the last Friday in Ramadan, and in order to get all their sins forgiven, they must attend this one. When the slate is clean, then you do whatever you like from anew. And some people, some consider it offering of one prayer of the last Friday in several years to be good enough. This concept is in them because by rejecting by the Promised Messiah salatu wasalam, they are unable to understand the commandments of Allah in their true perspective. This is a great blessing of Allah upon us that we understand this responsibility we take every Friday, considering the importance of the Friday. We take it as such, whether it is a Friday in Ramadan or in other parts of the year. But if the importance of the Jummas, the Fridays and Ramadan is important, then that is because of the fact that Allah Almighty has given this glad tiding that during the Jummas, the Fridays, there is a moment, there is a time when Allah Almighty specially accepts the prayers of the supplicants, His believers. And because of the fasting during the month of Ramadan, this glad tiding is also there that Allah Almighty comes very close to human to servants and listen to their prayers. And during Ramadan, the special attention has been drawn to tahajjud and nawafil, and everybody generally pays attention to this one. So the importance of the Fridays in Ramadan is quite obvious, because during the day as well, Allah Almighty gives special blessings and listening to the prayers of His servants, and also during the hours of the night, He specially listens and accepts the prayers of His obedient servants. So from these days and nights, we should get maximum benefit, and for our own selves, and we should beg for the permanent blessing of Allah Almighty for ourselves, and always to be covered by the His grace and mercy and forgiveness, so that we can be delivered from the hell of this life and the life to come. so that as a result of that, not only this Ramadan and because of the Fridays, or we should not be focusing our attention on the worship during this last Friday. It should not be only like that. Rather, every Friday of the year and every day should be a reminder for us to get the pleasure of Allah Almighty. So therefore, every Ahmadi should understand this point very carefully and always remember it. And that not only the Friday in Ramadan, are not the last Friday in Ramadan for which people make so much effort. Some people do like that. They say that whatever may be that we have to go to that to the mosque on that Friday, and some people think that it is very essential to go for Eid. While regarding the importance of Eid, there is no mention, no commandment regarding the significance of Eid mentioned in the Holy Quran. Of course, the Eid is important because the Holy Prophet has emphasized that people should be participating in Eid, and also those ladies are required to go there, those who are not going to join the prayer. But regarding Juma, considering this point that instruction to go for Eid is not only for this reason that only by offering two rakats after 1 year or listening to the sermon, their sins will be forgiven, but the worship which is offered, they were unable to perform that by Allah Almighty. So then to express those people who could not do it because of the permission of Allah Almighty. But now it is the instruction of Allah Almighty that they should join in the prayer of gratification of Allah Almighty so that they can get the blessings of Allah. And they should be praying to Allah Almighty that He enable them in future that they should be complying with each and every aspect of the worship and also enable to perform Nawafil. So only then it is beneficial to join the Eid prayer. And this is the grace of the believer that one should always try to celebrate such an Eid. Anyway, Huzur says at this time, I am talking about the significance and the importance of the Jummah prayer. In Hadith it is mentioned, Hadrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu relates that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that on the day of Friday, the reward of the virtues is increased manifold. In one hadith it is mentioned, Hadrat Abu Huraira narrates this one as well, that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that on the day of Friday, the angels of Allah, they stand at the door of the mosque, and the one who comes first, he is noted down as the first one, and his example is like a person who offers a camel as a sacrifice, and the one who offers the sacrifice of a cow, and then a lamb, and then the chicken, and then the sacrifice of the egg. And when the imam comes to the podium, and then these angels, they close their registers and they listen to the Friday sermon. And also another narration says, I just mentioned some part of it. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that shouldn't I not tell you about the best of the days? And then he said that that is Friday. And shouldn't I tell you about the month which is the best of all the months? And he said, this is the month of Ramadan. And then I said, shouldn't I tell you about the best night of all? And that, he said, this is the night of the decree, Laylatul Qadr. And in one narration it is mentioned, Rubaba bin Munzir narrates that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the day of Friday is the leader, is the king of all the days. And that is the greatest day in the sight of Allah Almighty. in the sight of Allah Almighty, it is greater than the day of Yom Al Adha and Yom Al Eid. And there are five outstanding features of that. Hazrat Adam was created on that day. It was the day when Hazrat Adam was descended on the earth, and this is the day when he died. And this is the day in which anybody asks except something which is prohibited, Allah Almighty accept that. And the angels who are appointed, and all these angels and the earth and the winds and the skies, all they are afraid and they feel an awe of this day. Now all these narrations, they indicate to the indicate the importance of the day of Friday. They draw our attention to this point that Allah Almighty says that إِذَا نُودِيَ لِلصَّلَاةِ مِنْ يَوْمِ الْجُمْعَةِ فَصَوِّلَ ذِكْرَ اللَّهِ وَذَرُوا الْبَيْعَ. This is because of the special blessing of this day, and you should not consider that your commerce and your business, they are good for you. Nay, the real thing is that the real beneficence and goodness for you is the worship of Friday. And as it is mentioned in Hadith that the reward of the virtues is increased manifold, then the very first act of virtue is in that obedience which a mu'min, a believer, offers, following the commandments of Allah Almighty, leaving aside all his worldly jobs, his love for the wealth, he leaves that aside, and in order to offer the worship of the prayer, the worship of Friday, he comes for the Friday prayers. And that Friday prayer is that one which is longer than the Zuhr prayer. There is a sermon as well. And a person who is busy in his business, they might be thinking that if he is away from his job for such a long time, it might be very harmful, and he might be suffering a loss as a result of that. But Allah Almighty says, you are not going to suffer the loss. Allah Almighty says, وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَيَتَّقِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَائِزُونَ. That those people who obey the Allah and His Messenger, and they have the fear of Allah Almighty and have the righteousness of Allah, then these are the people who prosper. So Allah Almighty says that in normal days, in normal times, those people who obey, they are always prospering. So particularly in this Friday, this obedience is going to be extremely rewarding that you cannot even imagine. For the remembrance of Allah Almighty, only that person will come who has the fear of Allah Almighty in his heart. And he would be treading on the path of righteousness. And that person would be who is having this status of righteousness. How is it possible that he cannot he can go back empty-handed without achieving his objective? The one for who leaves his job for the sake of Allah. The Holy Prophet ﷺ has said that such a person who has got such a fear of Allah Almighty, who comes for the worship of Allah Almighty, then he gets a reward manifold. So therefore, the statement of Allah Almighty, "Zalikum khairul lakum in kuntum ta'lamun," it should be a reminder for all such people who considers Allah Almighty to have to be almighty and all-powerful and the Lord of the universe. This gives a satisfaction to such a person. Allah Almighty says that you don't know that how many blessings you are going to get when you come for the Friday prayer. If only you knew. If you really knew that how many blessings you are going to get, then on the last Friday in the month of Ramadan, or on the Fridays in the Ramadan, you should not be finishing off there. Rather, after each Juma, you should be waiting for the next Juma to come. And you should always be trying to get to the mosque earlier so that you can get greater reward, the reward of the camel or the cow. Or you should be at least trying to get, that you should be getting some reward at least. And some reward in your name should be registered, should be noted on the registers of these angels before they are closed. And at that moment, in that time, you should be trying to achieve that, and you should be keep yourself busy in prayer at that moment. Remembrance of Allah as compared with the Friday prayer, putting everything as a secondary thing in the hearts of the Ahmadis, there should be a special significance of this day of Friday. Because in this age, the link between the people of the latter days with the earlier people is very important than the worldly business is at its height. And Satan is trying to stop the people from all those good things which are bringing the people closer to Allah Almighty, or which makes them deserving of the blessings of Allah Almighty. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, when he mentions about his advent, and he is expressing the link between the period of the earlier period and the latter days, he has mentioned there at that point he has also given this word of advice to his followers and believers, and he says that I say to you that this is a special occasion which Allah Almighty has created for his righteous people and noble people. Those are the good people who benefit from it, those people who have established a link with me. You should never be ever feeling any pride of this fact that whatever you had to find, that you have found. This is true that you are much closer as compared with those people who have denied. Those people who have denied and they have displeased Allah Almighty. And this is also true that having a good opinion about me and protecting, you have tried to protect yourself from the wrath of Allah Almighty. But the fact is that you have just come to this, very close to this fountain, and you have still to drink from this fountain. This sentence is very important, and this is something very significant for people Ahmadis to understand. Huzur says that by the grace of Allah, you should have this opportunity, and you should pray that Allah Almighty should quench your thirst. And I know it for certain that those people who will drink from this fountain, they will never be perished, because this is a life-giving water and protects the people from destruction and protects the people from the attacks of Satan. And how you can benefit from this fountain? The only thing is that the two rights which Allah Almighty has established, and one right is towards Allah Almighty and the other one is towards human being. So try to fulfill these obligations in the true sense. And he has mentioned it very clearly that this is good that you have accepted me. That is a good thing that you have done. You have accepted the Imam of the age. And this importance we have recognized, that in the period of latter days, the Imam had to come, and who had to join the people of the latter days with the people of the earlier period of Islam. And that is a very important thing to understand. But he says that only understanding this point is not good enough. There are many people, even at this time, who have not thought about the real changes in them. Allah Almighty, they are not paying full attention to the discharge of their obligation towards Allah and human beings, as it should be. If during the time of the promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam is saying about his companions in his lifetime, those who benefited directly from his company, from his presence, so then how much we have to pay attention to this point, and we should pay very sincere attention to this thing. And this Juma, which is a great Juma, and Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, and by accepting the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, we have been blessed with that. We should try to do justice to this one. And only we should not be paying attention to it in an ordinary way, but by remembrance of Allah Almighty through worship and discharging the rights, obligations and rights towards human beings, we should always be trying to get it. And the virtues that we have been enabled to perform during the month of Ramadan, they should become a permanent feature of our life, a part of our life. And we should abstain from fighting and quarreling. And we have been protecting ourselves by saying in Nisaimun that I am fasting, I am not going to respond in the same way. And also in prayer, the regularity that we have achieved in prayers, we should take it as a permanent part of our life for all times to come. As the hadith which I have mentioned, it indicates that the best day is the day of Friday, and the best month is the month of Ramadan, and the best night is the night of the decree, Laylatul Qadr. And so today, benefiting from this day in our prayers, we should particularly include this prayer in our prayers, that Allah Almighty should bring about a pious change in us, and we, Allah Almighty, should enable us to get the blessings of the few Fridays to come. And also we are passing through the best month, and only last few days are there. So we should be particularly praying to Allah Almighty, and we should include this prayer among our supplications, that the blessings of these days, they should be prolonged in such a way by Allah Almighty that we should continue receiving its blessing till the next Ramzan to come, and then the next after that. And we should be getting to further heights in this noble pursuit. And we should be getting the closeness of Allah Almighty and His blessings, and we should be enabled to get that. And there should be an unending process of acquiring the virtues of Allah, virtues till the end of our lifetime. Rather, even after the death, Allah Almighty, through His grace and mercy, should envelop us into His grace and mercy. And then the best night is mentioned, that is Laylatul Qadr. About this, in the narration it is mentioned that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that you try to search for it during the last 10 nights, during the last odd nights, and we are also passing through these nights. And then it is mentioned that you should try to search for it in the odd nights during these last 10 nights. And we should be paying attention to this one, because that night is the night of the acceptance of prayer. Here, I would like to explain the Laylatul Qadr in the words of the Promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam. In Suratul Qadr, in which the Laylatul Qadr is mentioned in the Holy Quran, Hazrat Masih Maud, alayhi salatu wasalam, referring to that one, he says that one Laylatul Qadr is that one which is in the latter part of the night, when Allah Almighty shows His manifestation and He spreads His hand. Is there anyone who is praying to me, who is seeking forgiveness, so that I should accept that prayer and forgive his sins? But there is another meaning of that, is that that we have revealed this Quran in such a night that it was absolutely pitch dark, and it was looking for some reformer. And then he explained that that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the advent of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the revelation of the Holy Quran, there was the need of that time. And this is a period which is continuing till the end of the time. And inna anzalna fi laylatil qadr is the argument for that belief. That is a separate subject which is very detailed, which I just want to say something regarding the first part of the statement of the Promised Messiah, that when Allah Almighty opens up His hands for the acceptance of prayer and the forgiveness, then we should always be in search of such nights when we get the blessings of those nights. And the fact of the matter is that the day of Friday and the month of Ramadan, and this Laylatul Qadr are going to be useful for us only in that case when we bring about that change in our life, that big revolution in our life, which should enable us to fulfill the objective of our creation. Our supplications and our prayers should be permanent, everlasting, and then the remembrance of Allah Almighty should not be only on Friday or at the time of the Jummah. Rather, we should be always keeping our tongues busy in the remembrance of Allah Almighty. In these verses, Allah Almighty has also drawn our attention to this fact, and it says that when you finish the prayer and then you go back to your business, don't remember, don't think that now until the next Friday you should be busy in your worldly business. Rather, in between your business and commerce and trade, whatever you do in your engagements, in between those, you should always be remembering Allah Almighty. And remembrance of that should be always on your tongue. During the day, there are 5 daily prayers. You should always be keeping an eye on that. وَبْتَهُ مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهَ وَذْكُرُ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. That when you, after the prayer is finished, when you disperse in the land and seek the Allah's grace and remember Allah, and these worldly business should also be something which is permissible. Which is not permissible, that should not be considered as the remembrance of Allah. And don't become those pilgrims, those who after their apparent worship, then they come and cheat the people in their business. So in order to purify your minds, the remembrance of Allah Almighty is very essential. Only using these beads and tasbih is not enough. Rather, the cleansing of your heart is essential. And your mind, your heart should be purified. And remembering the virtues and the beneficence of Allah Almighty, and then remembrance of Allah Almighty should be in such a way that the net result is the righteousness. And that is actually the real way of your salvation and your success. The remembrance of Allah, how it should be done, Allah Almighty says about that on several occasions. For example, in Al Imran, Surah Al Imran, it says, when Allah Almighty has mentioned about the creation of heaven and earth, Allah Almighty says, الذين يذكرون الله قياما وقعودا وعلى جنوبهم ويتفكرون في خلق السماوات والارض ربنا ما خلقت هذا باطلا سبحانك فقنا عذاب النار. Those people who remember Allah Almighty standing and sitting and also on their sides, and they ponder over the creation of heaven and earth, continue to do like that, and they say spontaneously that, O Allah, you have not created all these things in vain. So, you are holy, so protect us from the punishment of fire. So, therefore, the remembrance of Allah Almighty should be done in such a way that Allah Almighty is always remembered. And Allah Almighty has drawn attention to the creation of heaven and earth when He says that the people who ponder over its creation, they say, Subhanak Allah, Waqina Azab An-Nar, Subhanak. That you protect us from the punishment of fire, that is because of the fact that whatever has been created in heaven and earth, that each and everything of that is the creation of Allah Almighty. For the whole life of us and all the means for our life have been created by Allah Almighty, on which we depend. And whatever is in the heaven and earth, that is the creation of Allah Almighty. And when everything belongs to Allah, is from Allah, and is achieved through Allah, and you can only achieve that through Allah Almighty, so then abandoning Allah Almighty, where else can you go? Those people who set up partners with Allah, Allah Almighty does not forgive that. If you make your commerce as a partner with Allah Almighty, Allah Almighty will not forgive that. So these are the things which take a person to the fire. And therefore a person is advised to pray that may Allah protect us from the punishment of fire. Each and every moment, it is Allah Almighty who can give us all the blessings, give us the blessings and the mercy. And there should be not a single moment such which is different to that. And there should be no such moment in our life that we should be setting up anyone against you or along with you. And we should always pray to Allah Almighty that, O Allah, we should be such people, such servants who are always worshipping you, so that we should not be disgraced in this life and we should be protected from the punishment in the hereafter. So Allah Almighty says that after the Jummah prayer, you search for the blessings of Allah Almighty and go for the remembrance of Allah. That is a reminder that everything good and bad, that is entirely in my hand. So it is good fortune of you that after having a link with me, you are getting the spiritual beneficence and also the worldly benefits. Hazrat Masih Maud says that in this verse Allah Almighty has mentioned the other aspect, that those people who are knowledgeable people and wise people, they are the people who always remember Allah Almighty while they are sitting or standing. And it should not be considered that this intellect is one can attain by himself. But the true wisdom, the true knowledge, it cannot be acquired without turning to Allah Almighty. That is why it is said that one should be afraid of the intellect and the wisdom of a believer. The true wisdom can only be acquired through righteousness. So if this point is there in the mind of someone, that through our business and our commerce and trade we are running it with our own wisdom and intellect, then it is wrong. It is right that people work hard and Allah Almighty blesses that effort. A worldly person who does not believe in Allah Almighty, who does not have a link with Allah, he is getting a temporary benefit from his commerce and trade. But an Ahmadi should always remember that when we have believed in the Imam of the age, then in each work that we do, that will be blessed only in that case when the remembrance of Allah Almighty is also there. And we are fulfilling those conditions which Allah Almighty has given us, and the righteousness is also there. Because after accepting the one who has been sent by Allah Almighty, you cannot go for duality and double standard. So we have to follow that noble example which was established by the companions of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And whatever they did, the jobs they did, they never forgot Allah Almighty. There were many companions of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They started their business with a few coins and they became, we can say, millionaires. Because the reason for that was that through honesty, through their intellect and the blessing of Allah Almighty, these things actually took them to this status. And there was wisdom, there was piety, and there was on top of that the blessings of Allah Almighty. So we should always remember this point very clearly, that in order to get the blessings of Allah Almighty, we have to raise the standard of our worship and supplication. We should always try our best to do so, so that we should always be successful. The worldly attractions of this age should not be affecting our lifestyle. These were going to be such things which were going to affect our life. That is why Allah Almighty has reminded us that each thing which is good is derived from Allah Almighty. The benefits of the trade and commerce and the ability to go for the right decision at the right time, that is also given by Allah Almighty. There are many people, they are having very big business, but because of wrong decisions or for some other reasons, sometimes they become bankrupt. And nowadays the financial situation of the world, you see some of the great and greatest banks of the world, they have gone bankrupt. So therefore, consider everything else apart from the remembrance of Allah Almighty as insignificant. Allah Almighty enable every one of us that we should follow the path of righteousness, and we should not only make this Jummah, rather make each and every Jummah to observe it very particularly with great diligence. And the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said that any person who missed three prayers knowingly, then Allah Almighty puts a seal on his heart. So Allah Almighty protect us from the attacks of Satan and always keep us under his protection. And we should never be without the blessings of Allah Almighty.
Alhamdulillah, na'maduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nasta'khfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkaluhu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina وَمِنْ سَيِّئَاتِ أَعْمَالِنَا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل واللسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر.